Hello, this is Katie, and this is the 10-day Money Matrix Magic Marathon, and it's day 7, the magical number 7. And today what we're going to be looking at is further on the fairy godmother that we introduced yesterday, and I did a short improvisation there. And then after that, we had some sharing, and it seemed to strike a real chord with a few people. And then we'll do some further on that and the issues it raises. And then we're going to go into what I call the cloak of invisibility and how... And I don't have a specific fairy tale character for this, but in a lot of fairy tales, people do have wear a cloak, or in Harry Potter, they wear a cloak which makes them invisible so that they can go through dangerous terrain. And so what I thought we would take that image of having that cloak and look at the question of why we make ourselves invisible if we do, and what fears we have from being visible, because I found that to be a very prevalent thing with change makers. And some of it goes back to past traumas in their family lives, or where it wasn't good to be visible, or it can go to past lives, things like the witch burnings and all kinds of things that get stirred up there. So I really want to look at that. And after we've done credit to the fairy godmother. So and the habit of today, or the, as I'm calling it, because we're talking about magic, is the magic spell, magic tool, money magic, matrix magic tool for today is around language and watching your language. And that is because what we say, one is it reflects our beliefs, so it's interesting to catch yourself on what you're saying about what you can't do, like I can't do this, and really using can't is not a good thing for, is every time you catch yourself using can't, it's good to change that around and reframe it, because that clearly tells your unconscious that you can't, and it's just a belief there. You know, like I can't speak Spanish. Well, that's one of mine, which I need to turn around. And if I say that to myself, I can't speak Spanish well, I can't speak Spanish well, you know, because something happened in grade 10 or something, and repeat it all my life, then of course I fulfill it and I don't make the effort to learn the language like I could. And so you know, it's just framing it different and saying I can, or I can. Sorry, I just got that. I just repeated myself. And it's looking at all those things like I should do something. Even I should is not, I mean, people say that's like shitting on yourself because that sense of obligation and that you have to do something rather than looking at what you really want to do and what's calling to you. So those are things around the language, and there are a lot more, and there's things in relation to money that which are really important, like I can't afford it. Instead of saying that is I don't choose to afford it. It's much better because, or at this time, it's not in my priorities, because that's essentially what it is. And when you say I can't afford something again and again, that goes into your subconscious mind and it registers, and you won't be able to afford it. however much you make, if you're always saying I can't afford it, I can't afford it. So there's these kind of hypnotic language that hypnotizes you and continues the beliefs. And as we talked about the other day, there's when you It's far better to ask questions rather than like, or there's a method which is called affirmations, which is instead of saying, like when you say, "Oh, I'm so bad at this," or "I can't make money," is instead saying, "Why am I so good at making money?" It gives a different frame. It's believable, I mean, in the sense that your subconscious is looking at ways to find money and to make money, and at the same time it's going against you know, one of your beliefs, and it's undermining it by using positive language. And actual positive affirmations don't always work, because if you say, instead of framing it as a question, like, why am I so good at making money, if you say, I'm so good at making money, then often the subconscious is going to argue with that, especially if your experiences haven't been so great in that realm. And just putting it into a question allows the subconscious to actually reframe it and look for reasons why you're so good at making money. So that's just a few ideas on the habit, and really what we're getting into is more the clearing. And let me just take a sip of water and urge you all to do that. So what I wanted to do is actually open up the call for some just where people are at, and in particular, I would be interested in hearing more about the fairy godmother, if you have some more insights on that. And also, Loretta had a really good analogy that she was talking about just before the call started about baking bread. So I'd love her to share that as well. So I'm just going to open up the call now, and welcome to the other people who've arrived since I welcome the others. Okay, just a minute. This is there we go. Sorry. I'm trying to get it off and it's not happening. Okay, we're fine. Just to tell everybody, I'm pretty baked by now. My left brain is not working very well at all. On the left brain part of this, what I'm doing, but my right brain is. So anyway, who was talking or what?
Katie, it's Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
I had to find my notebook under my bed this morning, so you know it's not exactly only you that half baked there. I'll tell you, I'm going to switch my image from the bread in the oven to a pot of soups that's simmering, because I like that simmer thing. That's what's been happening with me with all the stuff that's been given to us and that's come up in me. I really feel very rested and very peaceful, and because I'm allowing the pot to be on the stove, and all of the ingredients are adding flavor to one another, and it's like a softening the vegetables that were put in there raw. And this is all happening, and I really appreciate the fact that I am not able and not making myself try to process it in my brain. So that's what I feel like. I had used the idea of the bread in the oven, but I really like the pot of soup simmering on the stove. That's kind of what it feels like inside of me. And I just trust that all of this stuff is going to come together in a very delicious meal soon. That I'll be able to get it out of me, because a lot is going on inside. I'm sure that's true for every single person. But I'm just allowing it to be, because I can't handle it all right now. I just have to let. Oh, I can't. Oh, Denise just reminded me. I said can't. I am choosing not to take the ingredients out of the pot and see how tender they are, what's going on. I'm going to let it simmer. I can, but I'm going to do it. Thanks, Katie.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love it, because really this is not about the conscious mind really controlling this, and it can't. I mean, this kind of healing can't be done by the conscious mind as such. It will integrate it and analyze it afterwards. words, but it's we're working on the unconscious, so it's the unconscious that has to take it all in.
Right.
So great. Okay. And yet at the same time, I think on the conscious level, we're kind of coming to some insights, you know, about what's going on and everything. So that's great. So just be with it. And I think that is a lovely, lovely image for how to be with the process. And I'm glad you're at feeling at peace with it in the sense of all the simmering. Mm-hmm. So that's great. And not trying to take out pieces before they're baked or cooked, shall we say. So somebody else, any other people want to share?
Katie, this is yes? Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hello. I just wanted to share about the fairy godmother because that one character actually touched me more than any of the others so far. And one of the reasons for that is it dawned on me that when you said you were in character and you said, you know, she's forgotten at the end of the story, that's been the case for many of the things I've been involved in. In fact, it kind of leads to the cloak of invisibility because, you know, I've done a lot in my life, and many of the things I've done, I have allowed others to take the credit, or I have kind of stepped aside and moved on to my next thing because I get really excited about new ventures, and so I've moved on. And in order to do that, I've sort of faded into the background and then moved on. And there's just a part of me that was really touched about being left out of the story when it's finally told.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, and that's something that I felt at different times too. So, so I was kind of drawn on something there too. And I love what you're saying here. It's, because you've done amazing, amazing things. So it's interesting to know and that you want to be recognized more in that realm. And, it'll be interesting to clear this and see what happens that way.
Yeah.
Wow. And, of course, as you say, linking to the invisibility part. Is anybody else there? Thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Katie. It's Tyra.
Hi, Tyra.
I don't know what to think at this point. I'm very sick. I really feel sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if... And I think it's, the deep psyche that is controlling, and I probably just want to control. I'm not quite sure what's going on. And I'm wondering, I wrote that thing about, garbage, get away from me. and I wonder if it's because I'm not letting it release or something like that. You know, I can't quite figure it out. But I'm pretty miserable.
Oh, dear. And it's like physically you're feeling really sick or just emotionally too?
Oh, physically and emotionally.
Okay.
And then I went to my class last night. I teach alternatives to violence. And several people are going through, holy heck, and I think, oh, my gosh, am I passing this on to other people? You know, they're going through really, really serious illness. And I think, is my psyche, because I do think we affect each other. I don't really think that that's the reason, but it's just like a confluence of things that are going on that are very, very, very difficult. So I'm wondering if I'm bringing forth something that I've been resisting a long time. I don't know quite how to...
Right.
And I've taken a couple of times where I've kind of tried to heal, but I'm not that... I'm not that conscious that I can't go through some of the healing that I want to go through. So, sing it on for instructions if there is anything. I just have to go through it, and it'll just kind of work its way through.
I think so. And what we'll do is I'll see if I can put it into the healing thing to hear. I mean, we'll see. in some ways I'm putting things into the pot and sometimes they go in and sometimes they don't. And I'm not, you know, they just, so we'll see whether it comes up and we can do something around it. And if not, we'll work on it. And if it doesn't get resolved in the next few days, we'll definitely work on it privately, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And I will see what we can do today.
Okay.
And let me see. Gosh, I'm getting you should eat some chocolate.
Yeah.
You are. Say that again.
I'm getting this hit that you should be eating chocolate.
Well, I sort of took off and didn't eat chocolate because I was so sick, you know.
Oh.
Because I do like chocolate. I try not to eat too much. But
okay.
Like
not mega doses, but I was once working with a shaman, and when she said if anybody's kind of, and it just, I mean, came up to my memory now, and I was doing very deep work with mass, and I said, what if somebody's just, you know, it's getting a little bit too intense for them? And she says, get them to eat some chocolate.
Okay.
So I don't know, but chocolate, and actually it's interesting, Gary of Access Consciousness says when people have been through, are going through a lot of healing, he says, get some sugar and other stuff in the system, and it can be just, he actually says you could give them, or colloidal silver or something like that, or get them to take 3 Cokes, it's cheaper. So it's, I'm not saying Cokes or anything, but, and I do remember when my shaman was doing major healings, after the major healing, sometimes we'd be having cakes and lots of bread or carbohydrates, and I'd be eating a lot like that. And it's kind of like opposite to maybe some of the health rules that you have in place, but there's a very intense lot of things maybe being cleared, and sometimes that needs, you know, the sugar rush or whatever to help it. So if you really don't feel like it, don't feel obliged, but just kind of listen to your body a little and see if it needs some of the, if it feels like some of these things, and maybe just give a little bit and see what happens.
Thank you so much. Okay.
So,
so
yes?
As a licensed healthcare practitioner.
Okay, please come in and tell I have to say something.
I'm not sure that what you're saying makes sense to me. So,
okay, yes.
That. And if anybody needs some medical advice, they're welcome to call me.
Okay, great. That's.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear who that is.
It's Nina, and I'm an acupuncturist, and I deal with all kinds of stuff like this every day, so I'd be happy to help.
If I have a way to reach you, I will do that.
Sure. My website has my phone number. It's
okay, thank you.
NinaPrice.com.
Okay, so great. So, yeah, play around there. And Nina certainly knows her stuff there. So
I'm so sorry to say one more thing, but I didn't get the last name for Katrina.
No, it was Nina Price.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And so, Nina, you'll put it up on the Facebook page?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
That would be very helpful. And so, Nina, you deal with people who are going through, like, overload in terms of, how would you say, the healing thing?
Well, physical and emotional illness.
Right.
That's what I do.
Right. Okay, fantastic. So, wonderful. So what we're going to do is, I'm going to take some more ideas there.
Hi, Katie. It's Alex.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
So,
You're sounding good.
I'm much better, but it's interesting. It's definitely, it seems like we're all going through somewhat similar things on different ways, but for sure, for me, a lot is getting stirred up. Like, I haven't been this sick, honestly, I feel like since I was 16. Like, this is old, some of the stuff. So I'm just kind of being with it and not, and trying to be gentle with myself. Mm-hmm. And that is hard when, you know, we're also trying to make shifts and, you know, move forward. And so I've been, yeah, just trying to be in that allowing. And I did notice for sure what you said was true, that I think what's happening is I'm trying to ground myself more. And so I am craving like breads and, you know, the body is craving the sugars and the breads. And that's not ideal when you're trying to heal. But I have been making like I'm cocoa. So interesting that you mentioned it. Every morning, like with raw cacao, I've just been making and some almond milk, you know, and I find that's just been soothing. So trying to do things that are soothing to my soul right now. You know, in whatever way that is, you know, that is also supportive, obviously, for the immune system. But yeah, so, and then I was thinking about the fairy godmother, and what she represented for me was like almost like the magic and the support, which I don't feel I have so much from family and friends. So it's like, oh, I am loved, I am supported, you know, even if it's in an invisible angelic realm. And so that was kind of what she represented for me, was that that support and magic and on the more invisible realm.
Great. Great. Oh, that's so nice. And you're sounding good. Like you're sounding fuller here.
I think the other thing I've noticed is I've been been triggered, you know, about like things around money and around my staff, and you know, when I feel they're not doing things and I'm like, why am I paying them, you know?
Yes.
And then I'm trying not to be reactive, because I know that whatever's being stirred up right now, you know, that they're mirroring things to me. So I'm just journaling on the things and then just kind of observing, and then I'm going to see where it all goes, you know, when we're complete with our process.
Yeah, good. And oh, it's so good that you're journaling. That's so important. Yeah. If I could say to any of the people in this course, the important things that really you need to do to really get the most out of this is to, well, one, have done the if you've done the assessment, that will allow you to see all the different beliefs there, and then secondly, just journaling your, you know, as much as you can about this process, because I think there, you know, when you're journaling and not editing and just sort of putting out your feelings, so much can come up that's rich. So thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to say something? Or put something in the pot?
This is Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Alex, I really identify with what you're saying, and I had a lovely experience with my fairy godmother yesterday, where she not only was wearing her wings, which I see all the time with her, but she took on the magic wand as well. And so 2 minutes after the call, I went on my emails and had a beautiful email sent to me by a lovely lady friend of mine. And it just showed me the magic. It was David Copperfield piece, and he was doing magic with flying. And he just looked like the fairy godmother to me. It was such perfect timing. And it made me realize that when I do surrender to the magic, it can happen, and it does happen. And it's totally out of my control, which is so much more fun. So last night I had to pack and get ready for a thing we're doing, starting today actually, and leaving. So I stayed up quite late, really late for me, and I'm exhausted today, and I'm thinking, oh, that's so perfect, because it will allow me to stop controlling things and just go into the surrender. So I'm really looking forward to your clearings today, Katie.
Thank you. And the stopping controlling is so important. We love to control, and yet the universe can only really give to us when we let go of some of that control. But hell, that's hard. Anything else? Nina, did you have anything in terms of your own, because I know you were the fairy godmother really hit you yesterday, and I was wondering if anything else had come up.
I'm designing a course called Self-Care for Fairy Godmothers.
Ooh, I'm coming.
Superheroine, sorry. Because this is, it just really hit a big nerve for me, as I said yesterday. So that's where I went with that.
Wow. Okay, sounds exciting. Self-care for fairy godmothers. Yes. Okay, so, and actually I wanted to ask Gary, I know that you've been feeling a little bit like at the side with all these stories, and there was a bit of a discussion on Facebook yesterday, and I'm wondering where you're at with that.
Well, can you hear me now?
Yes, I do hear you.
Oh, perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea, I think it was Loretta who suggested, why not feel what it would be like to be the prince?
Yes.
Like, wow, first of all, we need to clear why I couldn't feel like that for my son.
Mm.
I never even thought of that character, you know. You suggested the animals and things. It's like, okay, so thank you, Loretta, but why I can't be the prince? I think that's the excellent point there.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful. And actually, I had thought of you being the prince.
Oops. Lady, he's on the line.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, because there was something that came on the line, so
yeah.
It confused me. Yeah, like I had actually thought of it's interesting, because I had, you know, I did say you could be a rock or an animal or something like that, because I was feeling maybe you felt a bit like that. But I was, at the same time, I had this image of why not the prince? But I thought, okay, that's just too classic to suggest to him. So I'm really glad that Loretta did suggest it to you. And
right.
That.
So I'd like to clear the energy of why I couldn't even think about being a prince.
Okay.
I never even thought of that character. When I'm thinking of all the characters from Cinderella, the prince never came to my mind.
Right. And, yeah, okay. And so we'll work on that. And, Gary, I really suggest if you can actually just go and write whatever, even just enter the character even if you don't feel like it. And just write something, because that will help you get out of your head around this one. But I will do some clearing. Like, just write without editing. You know, I'm the prince, and, or you could even be at the moment before you become a, you know, like, well, I guess you're born into being a prince, but before you become a king.
Once I did that, oh, my God, what would it feel like to be the prince? And women would come to me, and everybody would want to come to me. And I actually have this magic slipper that, you know, takes away some of the guesswork on this, and then I have money and all this other stuff. So it was like a wonderful experience to have.
Great.
Wow.
Good, good. Yeah, and people will come to you, but you're not overwhelmed because you have the glass slipper. And I do believe you'd mentioned to me at one point that part of your fear was, you know, too many people coming, what would you do with them? So that's an interesting...
the glass slipper takes away the guesswork and the worry about, am I doing the right job? I don't have to have any of those concerns.
Right. Ah, excellent. So you got to get yourself a magic slipper, a glass slipper,
right.
Which is almost magical there. Great. Well, thank you, Gary. So I'm going to start with the clearings now, and we'll see where it goes. I'm going to start actually with Tyra, and you're feeling sick. That's what's coming to me. And maybe it will kind of edge into other people's stuff around, you know, the whole process and all that's being stirred up, okay? We'll see. Even though this process is stirring up a lot in me, and I'm feeling sick to my stomach, and I'm not feeling so good. I deeply love and accept myself, even though this process is stirring a lot up, and I don't feel so great. I deeply love and accept myself, even though this stuff is stirring a lot up, and I'm feeling not really good. I deeply love and accept myself. Oh, everything's being stirred up. My whole body, my whole emotions. There's so much going on. There's so much going on. There's so much that I've had to deal with in this life, and I'm not sure I want to let it go. I'm not sure I want to let it out. It's like some Pandora's box, and I'm wanting to keep the lid shut. Lid shut, lid shut, lid shut, shut, shut. Shut the lid, or what's going to happen? What if I just let it edge it open a little bit and let it come out a little bit and let it come out a little bit and let it come out a little bit? What if I let it come out? It's okay. There's nothing I can't deal with now. There's lots of stuff I couldn't deal with before, but there's nothing I can't deal with now. And I'm safe. I'm safe. I can just do a few things to make myself more comfortable right now. I can do it, and I don't have to feel really terrible. I can do it and make myself feel comfortable about it. Comfortable, 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 comfortable. I can be comfortable even in the discomfort. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm going to be okay. I am strong. I'm stronger than I can even imagine. I've been through so much. I've been through so much, and I've come out the other end. And now I can let go of some of the reins. I can let go of some of the control. I can just let go. I can let my tired mind stop and let my body take over. I can let my body take over. I can let my body take over, process sleep. I can let my body take over. Okay. Don't know quite what that's all about, but we just go. Now, I'm going to go into the fairy godmother stuff of actually I'm going to first get into the prince. Carrie, I'll give you one for the prince. So, which I think will help other people in terms of being the princess or whatever. So, even though I don't feel like I can be a prince or princess, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I hardly can be a princess or a prince. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I think it's profoundly arrogant for me to think I could ever be a prince or a princess. I deeply love and accept myself. Oh, me being the prince. Me taking on responsibility, me being in the limelight, me having people come to me, me having people come to me instead of me running after them, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? And there is something about me that has a prince and a princess inside, a prince and a princess inside that I've never really seen. It's been so invisible. It's been so invisible. It's just been this little part that I haven't been ready to see. And yet, it's coming forth. It's coming forth. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm able to be this prince. I'm able to take on this role. I'm able to be the princess or the prince, the princess or the prince. I'm able to take the glass slipper and put it on the one that it fits. I'm able to deal with all the people coming at me because I have ways. I have filters. I have standards. I have things that I have set in place that says, these are the people for me. These are the people I want around me. These are my courtiers. This is my princess. These are the people I want around me. And everybody else has their place, but it's not in my circle. It's not in my circle, in my close circle. In my close circle, there only needs to be the people who will most love, respect, and support what I am doing in the world. Most love and support what I'm doing in the world. Because only that will work. And that's okay. Everybody else in the kingdom will have their place, will have their role, but it's just not all coming at me at the same time. There's other people who will handle that. It's mostly that I just need to be surrounded by the people who can give me what I need to do my work, who can give me what I need to do my work. Okay. I'm going to now do something around the fairy godmother stuff. And clearing that, and then I'll take a bit of feedback after that. So here we go. sorry. Even though I'm tired of being a forgotten fairy godmother, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I wonder what I've been doing wrong that I'm getting forgotten, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't know why I always get forgotten, I deeply love and accept myself. I'm tired of not being recognized. I'm tired of not being seen for who I am. I'm tired of other people taking credit for the work I've done. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm doing so much and it's not seen, not recognized, not valued in the way it needs to be. I want to be fully in the story, the new story of the way things are. I want to be in that story. I want to be coming out. I want to be a star. I want to be in front line. I want to be the main character. I want to be the main character in my story, not just in a subsidiary, just not just a catalyst, not just a person who brings about all the change and then is forgotten. I want my fairy wand and my fairy powers to be celebrated. I want to be the queen in my realm. I want to be the queen in my realm. Queen, king in my realm. Queen, king in my realm. Okay, I'm going to do some other round on this that's coming. I'm not sure what it is. Even though for many years I've allowed myself to be forgotten, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though for many years I've allowed myself to be forgotten, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though for many years I've allowed myself to be forgotten, I deeply love and accept myself. Forgotten. Forgotten, forgotten garden, forgotten, 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 forgotten. Why have they forgotten me? Why have they forgotten me? Why, when I did so much for them, have they just picked up, gone on with their lives, and barely said a word to me? Barely ever communicated with me. Hey, I have helped them. I have made big changes in their lives, and now it's like I don't exist. And now it's like I don't exist. And now it's like I don't exist. Hey guys, hey guys, hey guys, hey girls, hey girls, hey girls, hey girls. Remember the fairy godmother, remember the fairy godmother, remember the fairy godmother. She's important. She needs to be remembered. Remember, remember, remember me, remember me, remember me, remember me, celebrate me, celebrate me. I want to be celebrated. I want parties and balls and all kinds of things to celebrate what I have done. I want to be given to. I want to be given to. I want to be given to. And I'm going to be starting to give to myself. Give to myself what I'm giving to others. Recognition. Seeing. Lots of fun. Lots of money. I'm going to give that to myself. I'm going to give that to myself. Not just to others. Wealth, money, health. Wealth, money, health. Whatever all that means. Whatever all that means. It's okay for me to have it. It's okay for me to have it. I don't have to be in rags and with my wand just going around making all the changes and disappearing. I'm on stage now. I'm on stage now. I'm on stage now. It's the time for me to be on stage. The story of the fairy godmother. The story of the fairy godmother. The story of the fairy godmother. Hey, you haven't seen anything yet. What an exciting story. I mean, Cinderella. Hey, Cinderella, I'm sorry, but you haven't heard my story yet, and it's going to be something. Okay, there we go. So we did quite a bit there. I'm going to let people give feedback if they would like. And I'm just going to take it off the lecture mode. Okay, so anybody like to say anything about any of those clearings that went pretty far? Hello?
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
It's Deborah. Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, Deborah. Yay.
Oh, my God. I just on in time for the clearing.
Yes. great.
Yeah. No, it's great because I resonated with the fairy. I really do resonate with the fairy godmother. And, I did a lot of, you know, the clearing yesterday was really good because I was dealing with some heavy issues the other day, but when I did my writing this morning, I started creating a whole story about the fairy godmother, like her story, and it kind of ended up being that she had this magic pumpkin on her altar that she forgot her mother gave her.
Okay. I love it.
And the magic, and then she, because she's like going, you know, I'm so lonely. You know, here I do all this work out in the world, and then I come home, and it's like, there I am. And it's like, she's just all kind of feeling sorry for herself. And then she goes, oh, the pumpkin. And she goes, my mom gave me that. And then it's like a wishing pumpkin.
Wow.
And that she, so then she goes into going into her heart to connect in with her deepest desire, and then all of a sudden she's transported to a fairy ball.
I love it. That goes perfect with what we're doing.
I know. She's at the fairy ball, and she's like with all her peers, all the other fairies, and you know, and then she connects with her fairy beloved.
and then they
end up shacking up and and then they're kind of together, and then she continues on doing her work in the world and is in a totally different place. But that whole idea of being in center stage, being visible, being seen, and all that. So anyway, kind of went with what how you just what came out in your clearing.
Wonderful. Oh, well, if you can, I'd love to see part of that story or whatever, or the full story just posted on our Facebook page if you'd like to share it. Sounds amazing. If you would like to. And,
yeah.
That's I love the fairy ball and the wishing pumpkin. Great. And you were Deborah's being kind of shut off the calls by, you know, by Mercury retrograde and Skype.
Well, you know what? Yeah.
For days.
I just took Skype out, removed the program and re-put it in, and then it worked, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's what
Great.
I did.
So thank you.
Set up.
Anybody
thank you.
Else? Anybody else there? Want to say something about the
Katie?
Clearings? Yeah.
It's Loretta.
Loretta. Hi, Loretta.
Okay. Well, this is where I went. Fairy godmother, all dressed up in, like, how to say this. When I was a Catholic nun, the habit, and even outside the habit when I wasn't wearing that, being fairy godmother was very rewarding.
Yes.
I was seen as a helper, and I was seen as somebody that made a difference. And when I say rewarding, it was financially rewarding. I was able to found and run a house of prayer in an urban area with the donations, with people donating and giving me money for the service that I rendered in the city, of prayer and presence and being with people. And when I left the convent, where I went with this little clearing that you did was a sense of I don't exist anymore. And it has to do, and this is a little hard for me to say, but it does have to do with money as well. People that were very generous and gave to me, and probably because of who I was, but even more because of what I was doing, they're not either in my life, or if they are, it's like, well, I no longer wear the fairy godmother habit.
Right.
And, so it's like I don't have the need for any kind of gifting of money. It's really pretty painful. And I don't know if I can explain it, because I always feel like, you know, I come at life from having lived 50 years as a Catholic nun.
Wow.
And but the thing that really struck me in the clearing was I don't exist. People don't see me that way, you know, and I don't necessarily, I'm kind of caught because, you know, I don't want to become that again. But, you know, I'm not seen in the way I was seen for so many years. And it was a fairy godmother type of thing, always able to be there for people and to offer them what they needed to grow and to move on and all that kind of ministry, you know, the service that I offer. So it's touching me pretty deeply. And boy, I didn't think I was going to put this into the pot to simmer.
Well,
here goes.
Yeah, and it's being invisible for who you are, because now that you no longer serve in a particular way, you're doing other service. Wow.
And I'm not, you know, personally, it's not a personal invisibility, because I mean, when I've come here to Lake County, where I live now, you know, I mean, people know me, and I feel connected to people. But it's like I lost this whole fairy godmother outfit that I used to wear.
And so maybe you kind of need to have that again, only in a different form.
It's a push pull because yes, I do, but then I don't want to get back into all of the demands around that either, you know. So, but I love the story. I'd love to read Deborah's story. I really would, because I something about that magic pumpkin just really heard her speak. So anyway, that's what's happening, Katie.
Thank you for sharing that. And yeah, and you can have, we can all borrow from each other's stories.
Right.
Anybody else want to say something? Okay.
Katie, could I ask you a question about the clearings?
Yes.
During the clearing,
uh-huh.
I can't remember if we were supposed to do, I mean, you know, if it's part of the process to do tapping or...
Oh, it doesn't matter. And actually, I forgot to tell you, you can tap if you want, and if you don't, it doesn't matter. I'm doing it. And what I do is usually with the healing codes is that I get you to do that. And in fact, I think I'm going to do the healing codes right now on what's come up here. And then I'm going to just do a little thing which will be improvised, and it doesn't even have a character from a fairy tale because I haven't found it yet, around the invisibility thing, which goes further into it because we've kind of been touching on it, but we won't be able to go fully into it until, I guess, tomorrow. So does that sound okay to people? And what about, and is there anything else that people want to bring up before I do the prayer and the kind of the end part of the call? Gary, are you okay? Did you have any experience with the prince?
I still feel forgotten.
You still feel forgotten?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess that will be something to put into the healing codes and all that. And we'll see, you know, maybe it will, some more will come out tomorrow. Okay, so, good. So thank you everybody for sharing, and I'm loving the discussion also on Facebook. I pray request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories and all resulting physical issues related to, and this is, oh, this is, there's so much here. I'm just going to look again. So it's just related to this whole thing of being forgotten about, being invisible, and with Gary just put in the pot there, not even feeling like you could be the prince. Or for anybody there who just doesn't feel, oh, I can't step from Cinderella into the princess role. That part, you know, I just don't deserve it. So let's just put that in the pot and put in all this stuff about being a fairy godmother and yet, or a fairy godfather, whatever, a wizard, and looking after everybody else's needs and helping them and yet not really doing it for oneself, and then forgetting about oneself and forgetting and other people forgetting about you and not giving you the rewards that you deserve. You're not going to the ball. So all these issues be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the great divine. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And in between, so we now put, you're going to cup your hands and point the energy in between the eyebrows. And you're just focusing either on, just on, you can just relax, or you can focus on a statement like, I am coming into my own, or I am now being seen and being heard and being remembered. And I am taking care of myself as well as I take care of others. Or even better, what the hell. So focusing the energy in between the eyebrows and then moving down to the throat area and focusing the energy of the hands towards the throat area. I'm going to the ball. I'm going to the fairy godmother's ball. I'm having a wonderful time. My life can be as wonderful as those that I treat with my magic wand, as those that I work with can be every bit as wonderful. My story is going to be written. My story is being written. Then the side of the jaws, focusing left hand towards the energy in that hand towards the left hinge of the jaw, and the right hand focusing the right towards the right edge of the jaw. And then to the side of the forehead. Side of the temples. Left hand on the left side, towards the left side. The right hand streaming the energy towards the right side. And then in between the eyebrows, once again, focusing the energy there. And then down to the throat. And then to the side of the jaw. Then to the side of the temples. Okay, and then putting our hand on top of the head. And then gradually in a minute or 30 seconds or so, you can just let your hands drop to the side. And open your eyes when you're ready and just look at something beautiful in your environment. And drink in that beauty. So, let me see. Oh, I have totally lost my the board to see what's happening and to turn off things that way. I'm feeling that we're going to have to go into the cloak of invisibility tomorrow in terms of even a improvisation. We're at the 9 o'clock thing and or past. Actually, that's my time. We're just past the hour, And I just, if anybody wants to say anything right now, or we'll just say goodbye and then we'll do that extra part tomorrow. Okay? So, everybody there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, thank you very much, everybody, and we'll I'd love to see any more comments, and we'll go more deeply into the invisibility part tomorrow, which I think we've very much touched on anyway.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye then.
Bye-bye.
Take
Bye,
care.
Everybody.
Thanks, Katie.